Jim Taylor visiting with Sam Knox with the IHSA. I give credit here to our good buddy, edgy Tim O'Halloran. He tweeted out over the weekend, the IHSA in desperate need of football officials. Sam Knox, what about that?
Tim and others who are talking about the need for football officials are exactly right. We not only need officials in football, but every sport that we have. And I know right now there's a lot of question marks about whether we will even have the seasons this fall or this winter or spring. And certainly we're all praying that those happen. But we've got to prepare as if we are going to have those seasons. So, yes, football officials are in high demand right now.
How serious of a problem is it?
Well, we've heard from very few schools that have struggled to find crews for their underclass games and even some varsity games. And some of those varsity games have been moved to Saturdays just because officials on Saturdays are more plentiful. In some areas of the state, it's getting really difficult to fill all the Friday night games and all the Monday night JV games and Saturday games with officials simply because people are either retiring from officiating or getting out for other reasons. And many of those reasons are legitimate and sincere. You know, they've got a family situation, they've taken a new job, etc. But we're always looking for recruiting more officials in every sport that we have.
Is there a certain criteria, certain background that would serve you to be an official, or is it more, you know, across the board that whatever your profession may be, you probably could be an official if you wanted to?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Our minimum age is 17 years old, so believe it or not, we do have some kids who are still in high school who officiate a variety of sports and they really enjoy it. But to answer your question specifically, it really doesn't matter what your background is. We've got football officials, volleyball officials, you name it, who maybe didn't even play a sport in high school. They just kind of got hooked on the sport as an adult. They like watching it on TV. Maybe their kids played the sport and now they're empty nesters and they're going, what am I going to do with my Friday nights now? Oh, maybe I could become an official. And we've got folks from every possible occupation you can think of who officiate: attorneys, doctors, electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, you name it. And if they love officiating, they find time to put it into their lifestyle.
And also an IHSA administrator, right? You're a patched official.
I am in basketball and baseball, and actually I'm licensed in football. I've never officiated a high school football game, and I probably won't in my role as the football administrator, but basketball and baseball, I absolutely love getting out there and officiating. It's a fantastic way to stay involved in the sport, to have some fun, to have camaraderie with other officials and talk with coaches and kids. And you know as well as I do, you love the high school sports scene. You can't beat the high school sports environment when it's done right, whether it's a Friday night varsity game, whether it's a Monday night JV football game, or a whatever sport that you want to think of. You can't beat it when it's done right, and officials always want to go in and do their job and walk away from the court or the field, and hopefully nobody noticed they were there. And if they can say that nobody noticed they were there, then they've done a really, really good job.
And you know, in terms of a resource for officials, I think most areas of the state, they have the different officials association. Is that the good resource that people should go to, or where should people go if they're really interested in becoming patched? I know there's probably a portion of the IHSA site that has some information there.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources that people can consult to get started. Some people might know an official in their town who maybe lives a few blocks away, and hey, I know that guy, and I know he goes out and referees football or volleyball or soccer or whatever. You can talk to a licensed official. You can use a local association as a resource, as you mentioned. You can contact us directly at the IHSA. We get that often. People call us up or email us and say, I want to get into this. How do I get started? And we love helping people get started. We can't guarantee how many contests that they'll be assigned. You know, they're really, when they do get started, they're an independent contractor, so they can referee one football game a year or 100 football games a year. That's totally up to them and what fits their calendar. But I want to mention one football specific class coming up, and the beauty of what we're going through right now is that a lot of things are offered online. But there's a group up in the suburbs of Chicago called IACO, I-A-C-O, and they are offering online training for football officials for free in the month of July. And people can go to their website at IACO-official.org. IACO-official.org. You don't have to even live near the suburbs. You can live in Aledo. You can live in Carbondale. You can live wherever you want and tune into these classes online for free and learn how to become a licensed IHSA official.
And, you know, getting back to, you know, just talking about the concern, you haven't, and I've heard some of the situations where can we have a game Saturday instead of Friday to make sure we can line a pair of officials up, you know, maybe a handful of those type of situations across the state. But you're not hearing the extent yet of we can't have a game because we can't get any officials. And I'm talking about primarily, you know, the Friday night varsity contests. And when I'm talking about, you know, how the rule changed where, you know, in terms of one play equals one game, so you can't have a lot of JV games and varsity games on the same night at small schools, so that means there's going to be games spread out through the week. But we're not to a point yet where there's really major concern about not being able to have Friday night football games because of we can't find officials. We're not at that point yet.
I would agree with that. I don't think we're at a crisis, you know, tipping point yet, and we certainly don't want to get there. So that's why it's always important to have these discussions. I'm glad you're inviting me to be on the radio today to talk about this important topic of we need officials in every sport to be able to play. And I kind of put it this way to people: we adults, we all had our chance back in the day, as they say, to play our sports, and people took time at that time to officiate for us. And you know, we're not looking for perfect people. And you know, officiating is tricky, as you know, Jim. Yeah. People are expected to be perfect the first game they ever officiate and then get better from there, which is impossible, as we know. And when you go to your local game and you look out there and see five officials on a Friday night football game, you don't know if maybe one of those guys, this is the very first game he's ever officiated in his life. And you bet he's bound to make mistakes, as we all do. But I trust me when I say this, officials always, always try to be perfect, and they don't care who wins the game, despite what people might think.
As I was going to say, you're looking for perfect officials, then you can segue and say, well, we're looking for perfect fans, too.
That's right. It takes everybody to make it happen.
Yeah. And then in terms of, you know, the need for football, but you said basically really across the board, you know, this profession needs people across the board, whatever the sport is.
We do. And every year we have that turnover of officials, and people just, they kind of get to the end of their run, so to speak, and physically or maybe mentally they just can't do it anymore. So they let us know, hey, I've had a great 32 years. I've had a great 26 years. It's time for me to retire. Well, for every retiree at the end of their time, we need somebody coming in at the beginning to keep those numbers balanced. And we've seen a decrease in overall numbers of officials, just like all states have. And our primary concern now is to keep those numbers up, recruit new officials, and then keep them coming back, retain them for the future. Because sadly, what we hear from a lot of people is, hey, I got into this. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I didn't get enough games, or maybe I had a really bad experience at a game one night and it just turned me off and I don't ever want to do this again. And those are the things that we want to try to work with people and hopefully show them the right way to officiate. And yeah, we can't control how fans act. We can't really control how coaches act. And we don't want officials to get into this and have a bad experience or two and say, you know what, I got better things to do with my time. We want to mentor them, encourage them to come back. And trust me, there are a lot of really good officials out there who really enjoy helping mentor the young ones to help keeping them coming back year after year.
Yeah, and I know the other thing that's nice, you know, it's a continuing education and professional development type of profession, too, where it's not you just get patched and, okay, have at it. You don't have to get certified or whatever or go through continuing education. And that's a process where I know the IHSA, and that's where basically you talk about these relationships and the professional relationships with other officials, you know, in the certification in the ongoing continuing education, I think, is very important in that profession because, you know, whatever you do, I mean, if you look back at your career, there's growth in it, and there's growth in being an official from day one when you officiate your first game to, you know, your 15th or 20th or 30th year or however long you've done it. There's development and growth. It's like anything else you do. It takes time.
It sure does, and nobody ever goes out onto a field or a court the very first time and gets it all right the first time. We kind of joked about being perfect the first time out, but that's what people expect, unfortunately. But you're absolutely right, Jim. I've been refereeing basketball for 25 years, baseball for 24, I think, and I know that I'm a much better official today than I was even 5 years ago because you're constantly learning and watching and growing and picking up new things that help you become better. I mean, we have rule changes every year, so people have to stay on top of those rule changes and learn how to implement those in games. And just, you know, learning little tricks on, you know, court positioning or being in the right spot, or the big thing we talk about now is the people skills, you know, how to relate to coaches, how to relate to players and score table workers and your fellow officials, etc. I mean, I don't know anybody who has the rule book memorized forwards and backwards. You know most of the rules because you've been around the sport, but the people skills will take you a lot farther than the rules will. And no doubt the rules are important, but if you've got those people skills to get you through tough conversations with coaches or other officials or players or situations and relate to people on a common level, that's what we want our officials to have as well. It's just that good dose of common sense and working with other people to get through a game and try to have some fun at the end of the day.
All right. And then just quickly before we let Sam Knox with the IHSA leave us, I know we are expected to move to phase four in the Restore Illinois plan from Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Public Health. That's supposed to happen Friday. And then the segue from that is stage two for return to play for the IHSA. And I know that's pending Illinois Department of Public Health approval. But if all goes according to plan, that the month of July, you should see some, I guess, kind of significant progress for interscholastic athletics in Illinois. And that's that's pending IDPH approval sometime after Friday.
Correct. Yeah, you're exactly right with everything you said. We sure are hopeful that the entire state can go to phase four on Friday, which will loosen up some of the restrictions, but certainly coaches will still be checking kids for their temperatures and other symptoms of the coronavirus situation, still cleaning equipment, taking care of things, and keeping everybody healthy. But yeah, we hope that in July, kids can get back to somewhat of a more normal summer contact period. Get the basketballs out, get the footballs out, get a blocking sled, you know, get the volleyballs and soccer balls out and start doing more normal sports stuff, more normal than what they've been able to do in the month of June. So.
And then again, that's pending on, you know, you have the plan to the IDPH, the IHSA does. So you just have to, how the protocol works, you just have to wait for them to sign off on that.
Correct. Yeah, we went through that earlier in June, and we got to a point where some of our schools and some of our office staff, we were frustrated by the seemingly delay in that whole process, but we're learning. We've never been through this before, and that way, this time going to stage two of our return to play situation, we tried to be more proactive and get that out to our schools earlier and get in the hands of the IDPH earlier. So when and if schools are able to go to phase four of the Restore Illinois plan, that they could have a head start on their plan of what they want things to look like locally when they do get the equipment back out and start playing some games this summer.
Yeah, and I think I'm doing quick math here. I'm talking to you on the 22nd. So, okay, 8 days left in June and 31 days in July, 30, that's 39, 10 days in August, 49 days is the first official day of practice per the IHSA calendar. We ain't that long.
it's not too far away when you look at it that way. You're right. August 10th is our hopeful day that we can open up full fall sports practices. And it's going to take some work to get there, but I think and I believe that we're headed down the right path. And I know a lot of people have been frustrated with how slow we seem to be moving compared to other neighboring states. And my hope right now is that when we look back on this whole thing a few years down the road, that we look back and say we did this the right way. Now, we're not going to know until we get there, but I think some people right now think we're going way too slow. But we don't want to go back to the way it was in March and April when we all had to stay home and most of May. So let's keep going slow and taking baby steps with this and do it the right way so we can get back to a school year and get back to sports this fall.
All right, good to visit with Sam Knox with the IHSA.